Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Titan Europe 2006-1 PLC Note Holder Conference Call. For the duration of this call, you will be on listen only. However, there will be opportunities to ask questions after the presentation. Should you need assistance, please press star zero for the operator. I will now hand you over to David England to begin. Thank you.
Good afternoon, all, and thank you for joining the Titan Europe 2006-1 Investor Call. The structure of the call will be as follows. There'll be an update that will be provided on the two loans within the transaction. Then you will be provided an opportunity to raise any questions that you may have. We note we have received some questions already, and we will address these prior to giving you the opportunity to raise your own questions. I will now pass over to Antje to discuss the Mangusta loan.
Okay, good afternoon. I'd like to give you some background on the Mangusta portfolio loan. The loan was originated to fund the purchase and refinancing of several properties split all over Germany. The sponsor behind this was Mr. Kindermann. The loan was transferred to Special Servicing in 2008. We were then able to file for insolvency after lengthy discussions with the sponsor to file for insolvency in May 2010. Following this insolvency application and the appointment of an administrator, we started sales proceedings and marketing and were able to sign and sell the properties in 2010 as well. The majority of the properties were sold and closing took place. However, for seven remaining properties, a closing was not possible due to legal issues with the registration of the ownership in the land register. Following these issues, the insolvency administrator and the servicer launched a claim against the sponsor, Mr. Kindermann, to support the ownership transition in the land register. This claim is still pending. It's currently in the second instance. There has been a ruling which can be challenged by the sponsor. However, we expect a final decision if it's not challenged in the next few weeks. The court ruled that the registration of the ownership is in accordance with law, and following a registration, we could then close the seven open properties and funds could be received. However, we won't give any exact time because the borrower, the sponsor, could still challenge this decision, and timing and collection of the amount is therefore questionable or not, or we can't determine an exact date. Besides that, we've agreed with the insolvency administrator that he will distribute surplus from the rental income for the seven properties. A first amount of 150,000 will be received this quarter, and a further 250,000 will be received in the following quarters. The next steps for this loan are the follow-up with the legal proceedings. We will monitor the closing of the loan sale and also collect the remaining funds from the administrator and hopefully then can determine the final recovery for this loan.
Thank you, Antje. I'll now pass over to Katja to discuss the Titan portfolio loan.
Thank you very much, Dave. I would like to give you an update on the Titan portfolio loan. This is a loan financed secured by seven properties. It has been transferred to Special Servicing in January last year, post the maturity when the loan could not be paid back. following that maturity, negotiations started about a consensual solution, but when that failed, insolvency route was pursued and the preliminary insolvency proceedings were opened in April 2013. Following that, a discussion started with the insolvency administrator about a realization agreement, and after lengthy discussions, finally in December last year, such realization agreement could finally be signed. Well, when the insolvency was filed, the borrower's in-house asset manager stopped working, which means that also a new asset manager needed to be appointed. This was also done in conjunction with the opening of the insolvency proceedings in December 2013, and Pamera was appointed as new asset manager, who then started straight away setting up a new business plan. This business plan has now been set up and it was presented in January 2014. It envisages the sale of the portfolio in steps, which means in single asset sales, and it takes into account that at all time a positive cash flow needs to be maintained in the portfolio, which means that a key element of the sales strategy is to sell off the vacant and low income properties first, so that the cash rich properties can then be focused on to be sold down in a second step. And the vacant and low income properties are the Mainz 1, Mainz Castell and Essen properties. And in accordance with that business plan, the sale of the first asset, the Mainz Castell asset, has already been notarized. A respective risk notice will be given out for that, and this property is waiting to close. And the second sale is also imminent. The Mainz 1 asset is currently being finally negotiated so that the sale is hopefully taking place anytime now. And also for the other low-income property, the Essen property, good bids have already been received, and one investor is currently undertaking its due diligence, so that we're expecting some results in this respect as well, so that the next steps would be to focus on the sale of the other assets. On the performance side of the loan, until maturity, all service payments have been made. Thereafter, nothing has been paid except for July 2014, when the insolvency administrator, who has trapped and collected funds to service the portfolio, has in the first place been able to distribute some funds in the amount of approximately 380K. We are expecting further payments to be made down the road now that sufficient funds have been trapped, because we are looking at doing some re-letting, especially of the bond asset, because that has the biggest opportunities of re-letting. And so this money is needed for getting the leases done. And once it's clear in which direction the letting goes, some funds can also be released in some of the upcoming IPDs from the trapped insolvency administrator funds. Just to give you a rough update on the properties in the portfolio, as I had mentioned, the Mainz 1 asset is about to be sold. It's 100% vacant property, so that's very important to get rid of this property very quickly, because it is just costing money and not earning any money. Then there's the Mainz 2 property. This is 100% let, and this is one of the property which will be focused on selling down in the second step. It is let to the university and is quite well running. The next property would be the Mainz Castell property. That's the one that has already been notarized, where we're waiting for the closing of the SPA. That's also one of the 100% vacant office buildings. The Essen property is it's almost vacant. It's only very few companies sitting in there. It's split in two properties, a front part and a back part. And the front part is a former bank office. The back part is a multi-tenant office. And several marketing and development strategies have been discussed. But in the end, it looks like this will be a development project and then also sold to a potential developer. The biggest asset by size in the portfolio is the Bonn asset, which is also split into buildings, one front building and one back building, and there are several leases currently under negotiations there, which will require some capex and TIs to be spent. The Hamburg asset is currently approximately 80% occupied, and so there is also some potential for lease up, which we will look at, and the Munich property as the final one is 100% let and to a strong tenant and can be sold in the second step as well. So this is a rough overview of the portfolio and the properties, and the further strategy really is to continue to reduce the vacancy in the Bonn property and potentially also the Hamburg property, as I just pointed out, and then sell off the assets in cooperation with the insolvency administrator.
Thank you for that, Katja. That concludes the loan updates for this transaction. Before we pass it across to for open questions, we did receive some questions prior to this call that has been asked, been addressed. So I'll pass it back to Katja to address these questions. Just one moment.
All right. The questions that had been asked in preparation for this call were things like, do we expect further payments from the insolvency administrator going forward? I think I've already answered that. Yes, we can expect some funds to be received once it's clear what we need for the reletting and for the capex measures in the Bonn and in the Hamburg asset. And yes, reporting. We also talked into the insolvency administrator about some more refined reporting so that this can be included in the noteholder reporting going forward. Another question was whether the business plan would be published, and well, the answer to this is no, but the details of the business plan will not be published, but as I just pointed out, the strategies for all of the properties, I think this gives a rough idea of what is planned with the portfolio. And I think this covers off the questions that had been asked regarding the TIDEN loan.
All right, thank you, Katja. We will now open the call up to questions. I will pass you to Lynn, who will explain the process for this.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There will be a short delay as I assign a caller number to each person to enable you to ask your question anonymously. That's star 1 to ask a question. And we have a question coming through. One moment. Our first question is from the line of caller 1. Please go ahead, caller 1.
Hey there. Thanks for the update. A quick question for you. I saw that recently the High Court in the UK actually ruled against Colliers with regards to kind of negligent property valuations in Titan 2006-3. I was just wondering if you think there's any cross-read actually here, because I know the fact pattern is slightly different, but I was just wondering if you're actually following this at all and if you think there is a cross-read at all.
Well, we've just received this ruling, as you pointed out, very recently, and this is one of the options to look into what other possibilities are there for the other loans and whether this would also be an option. But this is pending further discussion or further review, I would say. It's not decided yet for any other loan to follow this route.
Okay.
Thank you. We now have a question from caller two. Caller two, please go ahead.
Hi there. Yeah, regarding the Mangusta loan, can I just confirm if the liquidation fee for the original, for the properties that were sold previously, has already been paid?
Yes. For the part that has been closed, fees have been paid. It was also raised the question whether there are further funds held by the insolvency administrator. There are funds held by the administrator. However, those will be needed to pay legal fees for the pending litigation. They will cover the administrative fees and also some settlement fees with unsecured lenders, which have cooperated during the insolvency proceedings. Therefore, the 400,000 we have envisaged to be paid to the lenders is the net payment to the lenders after paying all outstanding costs and fees, and there are no further distribution expected. After we have the handover of the properties and the management of the properties following the sale in May this year, there won't be any further income from rental and lease agreements because it was part of the deal with the purchaser due to the delay in the closing of the sales agreement, which was not a fault of the purchaser but of the seller.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have no further questions coming through at the moment. So just a reminder, please press star one if you wish to ask a question. And we have no further questions coming through, so I'd like to hand back to your host now, please.
Thank you. If there are no further questions at this time, I'd like to say thank you to everyone for your participation. The recording of the call will be uploaded to the website later today. Of course, if you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact the HPI Investor Relations team. We'll just throw it out there to see if there are any further questions before we wrap this up.
No questions are coming through at the moment.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your participation. That concludes the call.
Thank you for joining today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines.